You're listening to Dubstep and Dragons, a D&D 5e act. Oh. Yes, Bo.
What'd one saggy boob say to the other saggy boob?
Oh, I've heard this one. I'm trying to remember. I can't remember.
If we don't get some support soon, people are going to think we're nuts.
That's a good one. That's
I like
fun.
It.
That's good.
That's good fun. Actual play podcast with a cyberpunk twist. I am Matt, and I will be your game master.
I'm Luke, and I'll play Tiberius.
I'm Bo, and I'll be playing Seamus O'Grady.
I'm Jason, I'll be playing Dringor Darkmoon.
Unfortunately, Sean, or Fallen, is unable to join us this week, so...
Fallen has fallen.
I will be the voice of Fallen, which means I need to get very calm, which is hard for me.
I was about to say, yeah, how's that going to go for you,
Matt? I don't do mellow well. You'll notice, the number one trait for my NPCs is a caffeine addiction.
Yeah.
Dash was the best.
I love Dash.
Just channel caretaker. I feel like that was a calm voice.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I'll give it my best try. Previously on Dubstep and Dragons, our current group all gathered and went to where they thought the necromancer was located, defeated a death tyrant, lost a party member.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, whatever your
Rest
name was.
Rest in pieces.
Yeah. A lot of pieces.
A lot.
Shit tons of pieces.
Yeah. Microscopic.
God.
Mars attacks.
I just went through it. After that, I just went through and every combat that I have loaded up, I just added something with disintegrate to it. this is too much fun. Everybody's getting disintegrate. You get disintegrate. You get disintegrate.
Whenever you disintegrated him, that's the movie I thought of was Mars Attack. Wow. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah. So they defeated the Death Tyrant, and they were left in a room with a red crystal floating above a pillar. What would you all like to do?
Well, I think we should examine the crystal.
Okay.
See if there's anything significant about it.
Would you like to examine the rest of the place as well?
I would like to examine him, the death tyrant.
The death tyrant?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody give me investigation. I am going to roll investigation for Fallen. We'll say he's got a +3. I don't know. Actually, I am a DM. I can look this shit up on D&D Beyond.
Well, I have a +0 to investigate.
Do you want me to make one too?
No.
Okay.
You ain't there.
Your pile of ash can't see
yeah,
anything.
You're a pile of ash.
It's funny because your name is Ash in another campaign.
It's in the same game.
Or just an offshoot.
Yeah, it's the same campaign.
Somewhere out there,
in a distant land.
Ash is doing something.
For some reason, this feels like it's just going to be like a haphazard episode. Like, my brain is just all over the place.
Calm, man. You need calm.
Yeah, that's right. I got to be playing Fallen. Very calm. Investigation. +0.
All
right, flat roll.
+0.
We're all flat rolls.
That's 9?
I also rolled a 9.
I rolled a 13. Hey! So, with a 13... we'll just say you're checking out the space in general. Just looking over everything, seeing what you find. What you do find, big pile of ash. Where'd that come from?
Whoa.
on top of that big pile of ash is all of the magic items that were on whatever the character's name was that I can't remember right now.
I want to say Clara, but that's not it.
It's not Clara.
Amira.
Amira.
Yeah.
So on where Amira's pile of dust is, you do find all the magic items because disintegrate doesn't destroy those. You find you find one statue.
His little trinket.
A very, very realistic looking statue. Okay. towards the back of the room, like behind where the beholder was. And you find the pillar with the gem. You examine the body of the Death Tyrant beholder, and you find a large skull.
That's it.
That's it. No belongings, no nothing. It was just a floating skull. Anything in particular that you would be looking for with your nine?
I mean, I guess we saw the gem.
You saw the gem?
And if anything else catches my eye with a nine, I guess, but
so
the
in
gem was obviously an obvious middle of the room. So.
Yeah. So you see with the gem, it's about the size of like the palm of your hand. Like it's a pretty decent sized red, looks like a big ruby.
Okay.
And it's beautifully cut. And it's just floating like 6-8 inches above the center of this pillar.
You know anything about this, Jim?
It's red. But other than that, nope.
Can I roll? What is it to like look to see if there's any like trap mechanism? Like I want to grab it, but I kind of want to like.
That make would be
sure.
part of your investigation okay. check.
If I didn't see anything, then I would probably grab it.
Okay. You reach out and grab it, and as soon as you do, there's on the top of the pillar, there's all these runes that start lighting up. I need everybody that's around it, which is the three of you, to make a... He's not there.
Fallen.
I need a dex saving throw from everybody.
Dexy. Nat 20.
Nice.
For 22.
I can't imagine his dex saving throw is very good. No.
27.
Damn.
I'm a little dexterous.
So each of you take 16 points of fire damage as the top of the pillar explodes in fire as a glyph of warding with the fireball spell saved in it explodes in front of you.
Blam.
Blammo!
You look over to Fallen and he is very hurt. And he's not to alarm you, but I'm gonna be over here healing myself.
You take care of yourself.
And he walks over and he's like leaning up against this statue and using it as kind of a rest. And he's gonna cast a couple of healing spells on himself. Let me see what he's got left.
Wait, how much damage did you say we were doing?
16.
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay.
Matt really does have a bloodlust tonight.
So Fallen, instead of that, Fallen is going to walk over. And he's going to hit you with...
I only had 12.
Okay. He's going to give you a fourth level... He's going to give you and him each fourth level... Actually, let me see if he's got that,
if only he wouldn't have wasted his sixth level.
What is it? Aura of Vitality? What is this? Concentration up to 1 minute. So this is... Yeah, this is the one that's 10 rounds of 2d6. So he's just going to heal. Here, I'm just going to roll. Let's see, that's 10 rounds of 2d6, split three ways. So everybody gets three rounds. So that's 6d6.
Is it a... Can I be in the AoE too?
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to hit everybody. Everybody takes 15 points of healing. He would hit you first, Seamus.
Grady.
That way you don't have to make any death saves. And he's gonna heal everybody for 15, and then he's going to heal himself for the last 2d6. Which comes out.
If you want, I was pretty far up, so if you wanted to split it more against the other two.
That's fair.
I was kind of hiding in the back, so I didn't take too much.
Put some back about where he was. And he's, maybe we should deactivate whatever did that before.
You know how to do that?
Can I cast?
I'm guessing did I get the gem, or did it happen?
It happened, and okay. you had to pull away.
Can I detect, can I cast detect magic to see if I can figure out how to...
Just give me an arcana check. You don't even have to do that.
18.
On arcana, you don't have any...
You should have a modifier. Really? A wizard with zero?
He's a sorcerer.
Oh.
Arcana's intelligence-based. Let me see if...
I'm wise. I'm not very intelligent.
Can I roll a 2?
Can I get a, since we're all trying to
put our collective brains together.
10.
10. You get the feeling that a dispel magic would take care of the glyph of warding. I'm seeing if he has this. I feel so disorganized today. I do not have dispel magic.
I don't either. I'll cast fireball on it and just blow the fucker up.
I just started blasting.
Let me see if I have. I'm flipping through his. I'm gonna see if there's like something he can do to like get through this.
Is there any way to, like, disable... I know it's magical, but disable device, there's no way to disable it? Or is it strictly just a magical... I don't know much about glyph rewarding, so I'm not sure.
It's a glyph that's drawn out on top of
it. It's not necessarily
this.
A trap, it's basically a spell.
It's just a bunch of arcane glyphs.
Okay.
Written, scribed into the top of this. I do not have anything that I think would... I could try to use, man, I am, I could try to use stone shape and see if I can remove the pillar. I don't know if that would work.
No ruins, no boom.
Better idea than I got.
Me as the DM doesn't know if that would work. I'm going to let him roll for it.
You would see Seamus back up.
That's totally fair.
As far away as he can.
So, we're going to do his... We're going to say it's DC 20. Using his spellcasting modifier. So he's got +5 to the roll. And we'll see if this works. This is the fairest way I can think of how to do it. So you see Fallen. Shit.
Not looking too hot there, huh?
You see Fallen. Like, he's standing next to this thing, and he's trying. You can see that the pillar that this thing is on starts, like, almost, like, liquefies. And you can see that he's trying to move it. And then you see all the runes around it start lighting up. You said you were going to get out of the way?
Yes.
You were going to stay back? I'm assuming you did the same.
I reckon I would have backed up knowing what happened.
Okay. Come on, Fallen. Roll well. He fails his deck save. This is not going well. He rolled the d6. Roll bad. Oh, thank God. So, that's his hit points right now. You see the 29? That's what I just rolled for damage on the fireball.
It's one number difference.
And he takes 28 damage. And you see this fireball explodes, and you guys are standing back far enough that nothing hits you. And as soon as the fire dissipates, you see just this charred fallen standing in the middle of the room. I don't know what to do. And you see him like look at this statue. And you see him look at the statue, and he kind of furls his brow. He's, maybe this gentleman will know. And he walks over and places his hand on this statue and casts Greater Restoration on the statue. Luke, what do they see?
Oh. As the statue comes to life, all of a sudden I was in like an attack pose. And like I swing the hammer. I go, ah!
Oh, whoa! Friend, calm down.
Oh, that statue just turned into a person.
I reckon, were you petrified by that there creature?
Yeah. Did I subconsciously see the battle? Or
no,
like,
you have no idea what has happened in the time you've been petrified. You were a statue.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, man. What would you say your name was?
I am Fallen.
Oh, okay. Fallen, I'm sorry about that.
No apologies needed. It's the proper reaction to the situation.
Anyways, I am Tiberius.
Good to meet you, Tiberius.
Ah, thank you. What is going on?
Should I tell him, or you saw the floating head?
Yeah, it cast a spell, and all of a sudden I was stone.
Yes.
And now I'm awake.
Yes. That's essentially the, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what happened.
You guys killed it?
Yes. And he involved, like, points at the floor.
Not before he killed one of us, though.
And then Fallen points at the pile of ash in the corner.
Oh, that poor person.
Friend,
anyway.
Are you familiar with this gem?
I've heard of it, yes.
You've heard of the gem?
I believe I have. I think the gem is important.
Well, we gathered that.
Can I try to roll a history check to find out if I know anything?
Sure. All right,
that's a nat one.
Okay. Nah. Yeah. So you have no idea what this gem is.
More importantly, we need that gem.
Oh, we need it now.
But there's a spell on there. Can you do anything? I don't know what your talents are, but...
Can I check it?
We need that gem.
Can I do an Arcana check?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm efficient in Arcana. That's 12.
12? You come to the same conclusion that they did earlier, that it's likely a dispel magic, or if somebody can just brute force, like, grab this thing, It may work. But well, you're going to take some damage.
What I can do is I can try to grab it.
Be careful, there's some fire magic on there.
Can I actually? Is it? You said it's like a pillar?
Yeah, it's about a 4-foot tall pillar with this like giant ruby just floating above it. Let me see if he has, like, something he can cast on you. So he's going to cast Guidance on you, first of all.
Awesome.
So he just reaches out and puts his hand on you. I feel like you can do this.
Oh, thank you.
So that's a D4 to any ability check.
Yep.
And then... Let's see. Is there anything else... have you taken any damage, Fred, before you were petrified?
No, it was the first thing I tried to go after the monster, and it's the first thing it did is just petrify me.
Very good. And at this point, you see Fallen kind of stop and pause. Are you all seeing that? And he points to the side of the room by the door. You all look over? You look over and there's nothing there. Do you see the floating ball in the doorway?
You feeling okay?
I think that last fireball really messed you up, man.
And Fallen walks across the room, and you see him, like, poking at something.
I'll go look at it.
That's like, you. None of you see anything, and
I'll
he's
kind of be like,
and he's just poking at this thing in the air. So none of you see that.
No, nope.
There's nothing there, friend.
No,
it must be invisible. Ooh, thunderstorm. Mm-hmm. It's adding to the ambiance.
It is.
So is the hail.
I believe somebody is watching us. We may need to expedite our exit from this place.
I'll run up and kick it.
you kick it and you're just kicking air.
I don't know if anything's there, buddy.
And he's, oh no, it is there.
But I agree, we should probably get out of here as soon as we can.
Can I, while they're doing whatever it is they're doing, can I cast detect magic in that area?
Yeah. Yeah, during that time, you can go ahead and cast detect magic. After your 10 minutes, you see strong necromancy just emanating from this ruby. Like it is nearly blinding when you're looking in the general direction of this thing. Outside of that, you see the glyph on the pillar. You see that those flame skulls still have a faint bit of magic to them. Outside of that, that's about it.
I don't see anything over in that corner that Fallen's looking in.
Oh, yeah, actually, yes. So you see just... It's almost like you're seeing a glow there, but you don't see any object there. Mm. Just an aura from that side of the room.
Well, Fallen, I mean, I don't see what you're seeing, but there's definitely something over there. It's magical. I think you're right. Somebody probably is watching us.
I believe whoever this stone belongs to. Maybe watching us this very moment.
I think it's the necromancer guy that we thought was going to be here.
Necromancer guy?
Oh, yeah. There's somebody way, way bigger than this guy.
He's a bad man.
Yes, we were...
We thought he was here, but he's not.
Well, okay. Well, we need this gem, right?
Yeah, you able to remove this magic?
I'll give her a try. And real quick... the pillar, how is it, like six by six? Is it like
it's about a foot in diameter.
Can I try for funsies? I'm gonna try to actually destroy the pillar.
Okay, just brute force?
Yeah, brute force, destroy the pillar and grab the...
Okay. Make an attack roll.
Come on, baby.
Oh, that rolled really, like, all over the place.
It went on a journey.
26 to hit.
26 definitely hits. Roll your damage.
Pillar's AC is 28.
Yeah. It's made of platinum.
It's very evasive.
It's just gone. It's vibranium.
And Fallen and everybody else is like by the door.
15 damage.
15 damage. So you see, just as you hit, like you start seeing this crack forming, and then you see the runes on top of the pillar light up. Give me a dexterity saving throw.
Dex, you said?
Yes.
Oh, I have, and I'm going to use my guidance.
That's... Guidance isn't for saving throws. That's bless.
Oh, okay.
Damn, that'd be sweet, though.
Yeah, that would be sweet.
14.
14 fails.
Jesus.
Oof. You take 31 fire damage.
Oh.
Yeah, there's some bad magic on there.
I have a question.
Yes.
So, seeing what happens every time we physically touch this.
We really
thing.
Need a wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not take Dispel Magic.
Yeah.
Seeing what happens every time we physically touch this thing, I am going to cast Maxillium's Earthen Grasp.
Okay.
So what that says is you choose a 5-foot square unoccupied space on the ground that... Oh, it's got to be on the ground. Never mind.
Did you say it cracked, though?
Cool. It did crack. Like, the pillar has a crack in it.
I didn't think about attacking the pillar. I'll load up my crossbow and stand back a little bit.
Okay, everybody gets out of the blast radius.
14 to hit the pillar?
14 to hit the pillar? 14 hits.
Okay.
What's your average damage?
11.
11? You see that you take a little chunk out of it. Like, this is looking at it, like, this is like a granite pillar. Like, it's pretty tough.
I feel like over time I'm.
You feel like you're gonna be here a while. Okay. You could eventually destroy it. But with ranged weapons,
you mentioned
it's definitely
somebody
take a while.
With their role thought brute force. Do we discern what that would take?
So you get the idea, just offhand, that you probably could grab this like running, grab it, and you're going to take damage. Like, you're going to get hit by the blast, but you may be able to brute, like, you tried grabbing it and you weren't able to actually get a hold of it before the blast went off, but somebody strong enough may be able to.
I will say I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I'm just going to be like, here goes nothing.
Wait. Friend. And he walks over and he puts his hand on your shoulders. You've got this. And he casts Guidance on you.
Okay, what's that mean?
You can add 1d4 to a skill, to an ability check.
Perfect.
What's your hit points looking like? Okay.
I'll say, hey, buddy, this is my burden to bear. Let me do it. I don't want anyone else dying on my accord. This is why we're here.
I mean, if you really want to, I'm not.
Plus, I'm looking a lot less hurt than you right now, buddy.
Well, I've got a shield I was going to throw up, but yeah.
Shield doesn't work on AoEs.
Fucker. Well, yep. How about it, bud?
I'm just going to grit my teeth and.
Okay.
Knowing that it's possible to maybe just.
Okay.
Bear through it and try my best.
Wait a second. You don't look the strongest.
That's true.
Why don't I just grab it and we'll get on our way?
If you're willing, try.
All right.
You're not sitting on death's door like my other friends here, so.
Fallen walks over to you and puts his hand on your shoulder. Casts Guidance on you again.
All right.
It's concentration, so only one person can have it at a time.
I walk up and I just snick grab it.
Okay. Give me a strength check with a d4.
It's a nat 20.
Excellent. So
that's
you...
a total of 24, if I want to do the 4.
Yeah. Give me the whole shebang.
26.
So you reach out and you grab a hold of this gem, and just as you get your hand on it, you see all these runes start lighting up again, and you just grit your teeth and keep a firm grip on this gem. And it, like, I'm not even going to give you a dex saving throw because you're trying to hold on. And you're standing there holding this gem, and this blast hits you square in the chest and knocks you back. And you feel the resistance from this gem. Like, it doesn't want to fucking move. As you're blasted back, it almost holds you in place. But you're able to pull it with you, and you end up on your back about 10 feet behind you, taking 32 fire damage. And then this gem in your hand starts, you can feel it siphoning your life force out of you as you take un momento, por favor.
Si.
11 necrotic damage.
Yes, I'm resistant to necrotic.
Then you take 5. As this gem, you can see these from your palm, these black veins start forming as it's pulling the life force out of you.
Do we all notice that effect?
Give me a perception check. It would be with a disadvantage, because it would be pretty tough to pick this up from,
that's, you know,
20 feet away.
That's a 23 with disadvantage.
Wow.
Rolled really well, actually.
So yeah, you see
now
these,
you roll wrong.
You see these black veins, and you see this unnamed stranger. Because I don't think
Tiberius.
You
told him.
Oh yeah, he did say his name. You see Tiberius, kind of gritting his teeth and locked in on this thing, and it's, you can see that it's like hurting him.
So thanks for grabbing that off that shelf there, but I'll hold it. I don't want you taking more damage for carrying that thing around.
Well, here, it's kind of strange.
So you grab it in your hand?
Yeah.
You take, as soon as it hits your hand, those black veins start forming, and you take 8 necrotic damage.
I'll put it, after grabbing, I guess I'll put it in my, does it still affect me if it's like in my pack or something? I'll put it in my pack.
You can give it a shot.
Yeah.
you
either way, I'm going to carry it around, so.
You put it in your bag, and those black veins start to dissipate. And you don't take any more damage.
Well, boys, I think we should get out of here.
Well, you all look a little rough. Here, let me say a prayer to the Great Queen.
And I'm going to cast Prayer of Healing on everyone.
Wonderful.
Let's do it at 4th. Actually, 5th level. So that's 5d8.
Did you say Great Queen?
I did.
Which queen are you referencing?
Oh, the great Raven Queen.
Let me. I'm just going to roll in here.
My friend, you are a follower of the Matron of Ravens.
It rolled really well. Everyone,
yeah, sorry, we haven't brought that up yet, but seeing as he's professing his faith, I figured I could probably show allegiance.
28.
28. Oh, good. Hey, that erases the fireball.
What did you do? Sorry, I wasn't.
28.
28.
Oh. Healing.
Oh, hell.
I love prayer healing.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Well, and
It took 10 minutes, of course, to cast.
Yeah.
So.
We should really get moving, everybody.
I reckon.
Well, I'll, if it's all right with you, I'd like to join your crew. Or,
of course, friend.
Merry Band.
You've, yes, been more than helpful. You're welcome with us, for sure.
Excellent.
It may concern you. We are here on behalf of Saloon, my goddess, and I assume for the Matron of Ravens as well.
Well, that's what brings me here.
Well, I was trying to rebuild this church for the Matron.
Well, perhaps after we get rid of this necromantic business, we can come back and build this church.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
I gotta get back to my critters.
Yes, we'll get you back to take care of them. Shall we be on our way?
Do we know of anywhere, I forget, are we by any towns?
So you're maybe a ways out.
Yeah.
Like, you
I was
are
trying to think what's
pretty
the closest
sure it
place
was,
we feel like we'd be safe even.
You didn't see it really anything. I mean, there was the Vistani camp that you may be able to find shelter at. Other than that, the nearest place would be back at the town, which is about a day's travel.
I'm trying to debate if flash this jam around is a good idea to get information or not.
Well, do we know where this necromancer is at?
We thought he was here, but turns out... I don't know what the significance of the gem is, but something's tied to him with this gem, but I'm just not sure what.
Yeah, we should probably find some people that...
Yeah, we need to find someone who knows a little bit more about what's going on with this gem.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, a jeweler?
Yeah.
Or... I don't know who would...
There's some sort of magic going on.
Do you know any wizards?
Scratch my head.
I can go back to the temple and see if anybody there has any ideas.
What about you? You know some magic. You know any wizards?
Give me a history check.
Of significant renown?
Nope.
I believe there's a semblance of a library in the town.
Library's not a bad place.
Maybe something can be found there.
It's the best lead we got.
Well, I wouldn't mind going back into town.
We definitely need some rest, so maybe we get some good night's sleep and pick this up tomorrow.
Yes.
I agree.
Should we stop with the Vistani or head to town?
Out of game. Were the Vistani friendly towards us? I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah, they were friendly. They were a bit, you know, strange with strangers.
Okay.
But
if they allow us to rest there, we could stop there and kind of rest up and head back to the main town.
Be a lot closer than walking to town tonight.
Yeah.
Sounds very good. Vistani it is.
And you all make your way out. Are you all trying... Are you just walking out? Or are you trying to be...
Before we walk out of the room, yes. What magical items were on...
Oh, yes. Luke, what magical items were were left on the floor?
I only had two.
I feel like Fallen would like take like a small like bag or like a leather pouch or something and try to like scoop as much of the dust in there as he can. Just a proper burial.
I did say last campaign that I was gonna at least do some sort of burial ritual.
Oh, okay. Very good.
But if he wants to scoop up his ashes and put them somewhere better, that's...
It was the Cloak of the Bat. And the dancing rapier.
Oh, that's right. You didn't have any, like, plus one armor or anything?
Oh, I did have, yes.
So his armor would be there, too.
It was the Glemstone studded leather.
Oh, okay.
I can find it here.
What was your weapon that was there?
Dancing rapier.
It's bootyful.
Well, she's over collecting magic items.
Yeah, our little hoarder. He's the biggest one. He could carry the most shit, probably.
Glamour studded armor, studded leather.
There you go. That's what he had.
I'm taking it.
On your way out, are you guys trying to be sneaky or just in a rush?
I mean...
I think just nonchalantly walking out. I don't know what's really out there.
Okay.
Because I'm guessing all this happened after I got petrified.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You were... So, essentially, for you were in there trying to, like, clean the place up. You were looking for... books, relics, stuff like that, and a lot of the stuff that's now piled up in the upstairs, all those religious relics that were piled up, all those were still in their place when you were here. And then as you were cleaning up, this beholder comes in and petrifies you, and then you've just been there ever since. And now you come out and this place looks totally different. Like it's in even worse shape than it was when you arrived.
Okay.
And now all those religious iconography and relics and stuff are just piled up in the middle of the floor, destroyed.
I'll have to come back and clean this later.
I'll come back with you.
All right.
So, I know there's probably like a calendar system But is there, in our travels, can we maybe, like, in character conversation, figure out maybe how long he was?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I can't.
Yeah,
like,
one
since
of,
it's Tuesday, like, I don't know how we
One of you
that.
Can roll an intelligence check. Just straight intelligence with advantage. Because I would say you guys are probably, like, working together to try to figure out how long he's been out.
I just figured as we're walking, we probably would have came up a conversation.
You want me to do it?
I can roll it, but it ain't going to be great.
Straight intelligence?
Yeah.
With advantage.
Yeah.
So 21.
So talking about it, you figure out that he showed up there about 3 weeks prior to the last moon, so the last Veil Moon revelry. And you guys are about 10 months before the next one.
Okay.
So he's been in there somewhere between 2-3 months.
Okay. Just trying to figure out how long. So obviously if he's been there that long, then this thing has been there at least that long, if not longer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't there when he showed up.
Oh, okay.
So this is pretty recent.
Oh, interesting. Hmm. So the weird thing about that is that creature was here before the gem was there, right?
Yes.
Did we determine that that creature is the one that obviously petrified? I don't know what petrified you, but I guess I was assuming it was the creature.
Yeah, so you can deduce that the creature showed up, petrified him, and then the gem showed up.
So whatever put that gem there somehow could deal with the creature. Something happened where those two did not. I don't know. All right. Interesting.
No, not good enough to know. As you guys are walking out, you do fall in, because what's your passive perception?
17.
17? So you and Fallen would see that coming up the path a little ways, you see a group of people. And this path was kind of off the main road. So somebody coming here, they're coming here for a reason. How would you like to proceed? Because whatever you guys do is what Fallen's going to do.
I think we should approach him like normal.
What brings you up here, Fallen, friends?
Oh, we are just checking on something.
On what? I'll kind of furrow my brow towards them.
Yeah, I'm going to insight too.
Go for it.
I forget about insight. I'll insight.
21.
13.
Was it 21? You're the only one that picks up on this. You get the feeling that they are probably here in relation to the thing that was watching you.
Well, friends, were you visiting the church by chance?
Well, we just walked by it.
Ah, very good. So you didn't venture inside?
Well, I'm not a big fan of churches myself.
All right, so I gotta know. Out of game, I rolled in that one. So, like, my...
Your spidey senses are not tingling.
Like, I'm real curious why they're asking with that one. I'm kind of like, what I really... I'm trying to play it the way the dice rolled.
Yeah, you're trying to get a feel for this guy. Like, why is this guy here? Like, this seems like a very strange place to be. But he doesn't automatically give you, like, a oh shit vibe.
All right.
Like, you could, even with a nat one, you could be, like, a bit on edge. Like, the situation calls for, like, wariness.
We went in the church. Why are you asking?
Ah, so you did go inside.
Yeah.
Very good.
Ain't no good in there. Why are you trying to go there?
Oh, we have objects in there. Some relics that we've been storing in there.
Some relics?
Yes.
What relics would you have in there that...
I believe your friend here has it in his bag.
And as soon as they say that, I need a DC. What is your... I need a DC wisdom, DC 14 wisdom saving throw from you. Whatever your character's name is.
Drengor.
Drengor. Damn it.
So...
So as soon as he says this, you see coming out of his hands this kind of sickly smoke almost come out and come towards you, and you breathe it in, and you immediately expel it, and you can feel something trying to press into your mind as he says, "Would you hand it to me?"
I'm going to point at the one talking and just say, I don't like how you're speaking to my friend. And whenever I do that, I'm actually casting True Strike.
Okay. That's it?
Yep.
Okay.
It's a cantrip.
I'm going to say, you can take it from my cold dead fingers, and I'm going to pull out my crossbow.
Oh, that can be arranged. I need... initiative from everybody.
So just so you know, the reason I did that is because... Well, I mean, I guess I don't have to hold an action, right? But... So I did that because I was preparing an action, I guess?
Well, your next attack you'll have advantage on.
Okay.
That's what True Strike does.
Yeah, that's what True Strike does.
God damn
it. You have to call if you're holding an action, and you can't hold an action and a bonus action. Which I guess you didn't hold on.
How many are there?
Anyway.
Honestly, one, but I don't know if there's more than one.
So you only see three of them.
Okay.
They're all in these dark brown or black robes, and they're mostly covered. The one at the head, very pale white skin, which is typical for this area. Very pale white skin, sunken in eyes, looks human. The other two, it's hard to make out any facial features.
Okay.
All right. Hang on just a sec. Will you hand me that? Thank you. All right. They rolled real shit.
Thirteen?
Seven.
Ooh. All right. So Drengor is going first.
All right. Well, I'm going to... How close are they?
Here, let me open up.
No, we need a map. Here we go.
I think I found a really cool way to mount, get this higher, too. I got to order it, though.
Go ahead and get your mini. Set your minis wherever you think you were. The church is in this direction. This is the path coming down from the church. And I'm going to use my Warhammer orcs because they're my favorite to use as baddies.
Hammer.
I thought this one's head fell off, but it's just super hunched over. So these three are standing in front of you.
DM question. I can't remember this or not.
DM answer. I might remember it.
Can I do a spell and a cantrip in one
yes.
round? Okay.
Yeah, it's only you
spell
can't
and
do
spell.
Two leveled spells.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
But one has to be a bonus action or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Duh.
Duh, Daniel.
All right. I think it's my turn.
Oh, shit. I got to roll for Fallen, too.
Yeah, he's here somewhere.
Yeah. All right. So then it was
13.
13 and 7.
Well, didn't Fallen go to the temple?
Well, we're just leaving the church. So
yeah, you're just leaving the church. So you haven't even made it away. Which I was kind of hoping that the combat would be after Fallen departed. But I guess I'm going to play Fallen with his very limited spell slots.
And hit points.
And hit points. Let's see. So
he has 28.
Oh. And you're...
So 29, you I should say.
What is your new character's name?
Tiberius.
Tiberius.
I was going to do... I almost did Fergus.
Seamus.
Seamus.
That's me.
All right. So, you have these three standing in front of you. Drengor.
Which is the one that tried to cast magic on me?
This one right at the front. So the one with the chain and the axe.
Well, I'm going to take aim and shoot at him.
Okay. Do you have disadvantage within 5 feet? Because you are within 5 feet.
Okay. So here's some trickery. Okay. So if I don't move, I can use a bonus action to get advantage. So can I just nullify the disadvantage?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, all right, straight roll.
15?
Just hits. They're just wearing robes.
Fourteen damage.
Okay. Oh, I need to start the encounter. I'm such a dumb. Is it 14?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm gonna use my second attack.
Okay.
That doesn't hit. That's lower.
Oh, jeez. We're rolling like...
Not a great start.
Dog shit. All right. Tiberius.
All right. I'm going to first... I'm going to use my bonus action first to cast Spiritual Weapon.
Okay. Where do you want it?
I'm going to place it... Just... I got a dice for it, too.
Oh, perfect. That'll work just fine. I was looking... I need to make, once you figure out for sure what your spiritual weapon is going to be for your.
Actually, how far can I, hang on.
I can do 60 feet. You can cast it within 20, is it 60 feet?
It's a 60 feet range.
Okay.
Range.
Where do you
so,
want?
So, right behind them.
Like right there?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to cast that. And then, as an action... I'm going to lean over to... hang on. I gotta take that spell slot. I'm going to lean over to Seamus and go, my friend, I'm going to take... Because I can get... Are you... So you're like right here, right, Seamus?
No, I'm...
I'm just moving. This is... Yeah. Okay. And then I'm going to move right here. And I'm going to touch Seamus and go, my friend, they look a little necrotic. And I'm going to cast Resistance on you.
Thank you.
And what that does is you can touch anyone, one willing creature. Once before the spell ends, the target can reroll d4 and add the number on the saving throw. It's similar to Guidance. But it lets you basically... Once the spell ends, the target can roll a d4 and add the number rolled to it. One saving throw of its choice. It can roll the die before or making the saving throw. So you can do it before or after the saving throw.
I see.
So, and okay. It's a 1 minute, and it is concentration. And that is my turn.
Excellent. So one of the robed figures standing behind her, or standing behind the person at the front, is going to drop a spiritual weapon.
Gonna be spiritual weapons everywhere.
Right behind Seamus.
That's not Seamus.
Oh. Wait, which one's this? Oh, that's you. Okay. Right behind...
Oh, you said Seamus.
All All right, screw it.
Right, die late is a die play, damn it. Fuck you.
And he's going to take the spiritual weapon attack, which is, let's see.
Oh, you can attack on the same roll?
Yeah.
When you can, oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, go ahead and attack.
Okay, and I'm going to attack the guy. Bait.
I was not paying enough attention. That's definitely going to hit you. let's see, that's what, 1d8 plus spellcasting modifier?
I rolled a nat 20 to hit on my spiritual weapon.
All right, that'll...
So he'll take 8... Plus, oh, and I rolled max damage.
Fuck yeah.
16.
That's good, because I don't
he'll take
character for you.
We're also, like, completely out of... Well, I guess Luke's character has resources, but the rest of us are kind of tapped out.
Yeah,
maybe not. Out of game question.
Yes.
How do you use your sorcery points to get back spell slots?
Do you just... I believe it's a bonus action. You can just say, I want to... exchange this many sorcery points for this level spell.
But it's one for one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
22 damage. Sure.
I'll look it up.
22 damage? Damn! Okay.
I rolled.
Which one are you going against? Okay. So we're going to say that that is Fanatic B. And you said 26?
20? Yeah. No, 22.
22.
Sorry.
He is looking pretty fucked up. Like, approximately 66% fucked up. and actually, since you did that, he is going... That attack is going to go towards you.
That's fine.
I chose Seamus because...
I'm over there.
Oh, yeah, you're over there. God.
There you go.
This is the problem with a mini campaign, is remembering people's names and what mini they're using.
Right.
So in that case, it's like, I rolled like a 22 to hit, which I'm sure hits you.
Yeah.
And you're going to take 12 radiant damage.
So it's a little more than 1-to-1.
And then for his action, so he casts a spell.
I like it better 1-to-1.
So
it's 1-to-1.
He is going to, he used that on you. And against
opportunity,
Drangor. No, you won't.
You're getting it.
Not in the spiritual.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I didn't know if it did or not.
I don't think so.
I don't know either.
That's why I was just going to look it up.
Check the spell. It might. But he's going to make two attacks with his dagger against you. One of them's a natural one, but the other one is a 22.
One will hit.
You'll only take 4 piercing damage. As this guy looking right fucked up, just reaches out and ting with his little dagger and shivs you. And then that brings us to Seamus.
Perfect.
It doesn't say that it gets opportunity attacks.
Okay, then it doesn't.
I'm guessing it doesn't just because it's not an actual...
Yeah, and
being a creature.
Yeah. We'll verify because this. I'm sure this is going to come up again, but after this, I'll verify
it's a
whether
fancy
it does.
New toy
we
discovered in this campaign.
Yeah,
it's a fancy new toy.
Yeah, we'd never had anybody at our table ever use spiritual weapon before, even when he played a cleric.
Very limited, I did.
Yeah. What you got, Seamus?
So I'm going to call this beforehand. I'm going to spend one of my sorcery points to make this an empowered spell. And then
look at this fucking guy.
I'm going to spend another one to make, well, can I do two meta magics on one spell?
Unless it specifies.
Okay, it doesn't specify. So then I'm going to spend another one and make it a subtle spell so that they do not... I don't have to speak it. I can just cast it. And I am going to cast on third level Agonizer's Scorcher, which is a line of roaring flame 30 feet long, 5 foot wide.
in a direction I choose, and I'm going to choose the main person right there.
Okay.
And actually,
so being that it is a line,
mm-hmm.
I do believe that if you just moved like right over here.
Well, and that's what I was looking at.
That's me, but.
Oh, shite.
But he.
Oh, you would get an opportunity attack if you.
Yeah,
you could only get one without taking an opportunity attack.
You know what? That's fine. I'll take my opportunity attack.
Okay.
This way. Here.
Okay.
And, yeah, I'm just going to cast it.
And they need to roll saves?
Yes. It is dexterity saving.
I'm guessing on a pass, it just takes half.
And where does it say what the save? Oh, DC 14. Dexterity saving.
So okay. Your spell modifier. Or your spell.
So the wizard's the only one that saves. The one, the main one in the middle.
Okay. On a failed, you take half. So you take half of 27.
Okay, and the others take full damage?
Correct.
Which is 13. So this one erupts in flames and goes away.
And then
and then the other one, the one that's right in front of you, not the main person, but the other, is looking right fucked up.
Perfect. But wait, there's more.
Oh, wait, there's more. Matt, can I read this real quick?
Yeah, well, he's thinking.
I need your... So I have a feat, it's called Bloodletting Focus. I just need some clarification. I'm making sure I'm reading this right. When you cast a damage-dealing spell at first level or higher, whose duration is instantaneous, any creature with blood that takes damage from the spell takes an extra necrotic damage equal to 2 plus the level's level, 2 plus the spell's level.
Okay.
So if I do like a spell at like 5, does that mean it's like if it's blood-based, it also go? It's like taking it at level.
It would be 7 additional damage.
Okay.
Because it's 2 plus
okay.
The spell's level.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Yep. Like, where's the damage?
Yep.
So, okay.
So then
that's cool.
I spent 2 more.
Matt Mercer makes broken shit.
This is a really broken class, by the way. Like,
well, cleric in general is super powerful.
I spent 2 more to make this one a quickened spell, which turns my action into a bonus action. And I am going to use
just spend all them sorcery points.
Might as well, dude. And then I'm going to use a bonus action to cast.
It's got to be a cantrip.
Because
you've already cast a leveled spell.
But I spent my sorcery points to make it a bonus action.
Doesn't matter. It's still a leveled spell.
Fuck out.
You can only cast one leveled spell.
That's fine.
I think Fireball is cantrip for sorcerers, is it?
Oh,
no.
Absolutely.
No. No.
Wish it's a cantrip.
God, that would be such a crazy... Oh, speaking of which, I need you to roll on the wild, roll a d20 for
maybe
me.
Maybe I'll get your Fireball after all.
Well, that's fine. 14.
Okay.
So I am going to use Firebolt.
Okay.
That's what I meant.
A mote of fire at a creature or object within range. Ranged attacks against.
So I believe you just spend 1 sorcery point to quicken that.
Yes.
Since it's a cantrip.
Oh, well, it says 2.
Oh.
And features
I could be wrong. Never mind.
Well, let me just read it to you.
I've never played a sorcerer before.
Because it says metamagic. You gain abilities to twist spells to suit your needs. Quicken spell. When you cast a spell that has a casting time of 1 action, you can spend 2 sorcery points to change the casting time to 1 bonus action.
You were right. I was wrong.
Hell yeah. Well, then fuck that fireball.
How is he so much better at casters than Barbarian?
I want to know that too.
It makes
magic.
He's like he's like the Benjamin Button of brains.
All right. Well, before I roll,
he doesn't use his fingers at all either. Yet.
No.
I know. Isn't it great? So I'm going to.
Maybe Norris makes him dumber.
Really into character.
All right. Since it is now, well, fuck. How's that work for summoning spells?
Is it a regular action?
It would be a regular action.
But
it's a leveled spell, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it can only do a cantrip.
Yeah, you can only do a cantrip.
Well, I thought I just read it.
Fireball.
It said I could do a spell.
But there's like a hard rule that you can only cast one
level. A cantrip is
a
spell.
Oh.
It's just not a spell with a level.
Oh, well, then, yeah, I'll just do Fireball then.
Okay. Roll your attack.
Let me read this feat real quick. There is a lot of reading for this guy, though.
Yes. That's why casters always take three times as long.
So I have Spell Sniper, which when I cast a spell that requires me to make an attack roll, the spell's range is doubled, and your spell ignores half cover, three quarters cover, and...
Yeah, nothing in Spell Sniper applies to this.
I thought it gave me advantage on an attack.
No.
Okay, well then fuck him.
Actually, you have disadvantage because you're within 5 feet.
Shoot it.
Unless he's going for the main guy.
Yeah.
He's still within 5 feet.
Yeah,
he's
still within 5 feet. That's right.
Shoot him.
You're a tree shaker.
Well, I have a nat 20 and a 15.
15 hits.
All right.
Roll your DiMaggio.
3d10.
And you're going for this guy or the main guy?
The main guy.
Okay.
I don't want this one. How do I delete that?
I'm so glad you delete buttons. I'm so excited. This is so much fun.
And that's 3d10. Oh, actually, I have a +6 to that, so I'm going to work in a 21. But 18 damage.
Okay, 18 damage.
Not too bad for a cantrip.
Look at you doing all this stuff in one round. I want to use 18 more sorcery points.
Bonus action for the wizard. As you're all standing in front, you see...
Oh, wait. I have to take my opportunity to attack.
For what? Oh, yeah, you do. Good point.
I was hoping you wouldn't catch it.
Well, you
misses
know.
Anyway.
These are not
melee.
Rolling decent, so I wanted to make sure, you know, I could be an ego.
So the wizard's eyes turn jet black and these veins start forming around them. And this smoke pours out of her hands and covers the ground.
Fucking spirit guardians.
2, 3.
I'm guessing that's what she casted.
4, 5 skeletons make their way up
from
under the ground. And they are all going to take their attacks. It's going to be these two on Seamus. Because they all act on her turn. A 20 and a 6. I'm guessing the 20 hits.
Yes, but I'm going to cast shield.
Okay, what's that put your AC at? It's +5 to your regular AC.
17.
So it still hits.
Fuck. Yeah. Did you cast Mage Armor last time? Because I lasted for 8 hours.
Yeah, I did.
What would that put you at? So that's 13 plus your dex plus...
Right. No, wait, Mage Armor's different.
It's 13 plus dex. What's your dex score?
So 13 plus 12.
Okay, so that puts you at 14.
Plus 5,
so 19, so it still hits.
Yep.
You can save your spell slot. I won't make you burn your spell slot since it's not doing anything.
Perfect.
And you just take 5 piercing damage from the one skeleton. This one here is going to step up to Tiberius. I got it that time. That's going to miss as this skeleton tries to swing at you and misses. And then these two are going to go for Drengor. That's going to be a 20 and a 12.
One will hit.
You'll take 5 damage. 5 piercing as its like sharpened fingers like dig into your back. And then, as her action, because that was just her bonus action.
It's a good bonus action.
That's a great bonus action. Let's see. She is going to... she's just going to make her 3 attacks against the person who's been doing the most damage, which is Seamus.
Bring it on, sister.
That is... Let's see. That's only a 13 to hit.
No.
Which does not hit. That is a 17 to hit.
I'm going to use my reaction to bend luck and roll a 1d4 against that.
Okay.
That's a 3.
Okay, so that's only a 14.
Correct.
Which
yes.
14 is your AC. You already used your reaction, so you can't cast shield. So 14 will hit.
For a third attack?
For the second attack. You used bend luck, and that dropped it to a 14.
Oh, and she hit for a 14?
Your AC, well, your AC is 14.
With mage armor, didn't it put it at 19?
No, that was with 20. Mage armor and shield.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah.
So you're going to take 25 necrotic.
Does shield persist until his turn, though?
Damn.
He didn't. I let him take it back.
That's right.
And then he used his reaction. But didn't you give him resistance against necrotic?
Yes, I did.
So that makes it 12.
Oh, whew, thank God. So then I'll just add 12 back, correct?
Yes. The last one's going to hit as well, so another 12.
Okay.
Ouch.
Yeah, ouch.
Yeah, that wasn't fun.
And then... can't use that. Technically, only one is within melee with her. So, Seamus, you get an opportunity attack.
Okay.
As she is going to move back here and create a little space.
Is she humanoid?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm going to hit her with my melee, with my Hellfire Dagger.
Okay.
And then, so I have a question. So with this Hellfire Dagger, it gives me an option of green flame blade or booming blade. Do I have to call one of those?
Do you have Warcaster?
I have no idea. What's that mean?
It's a feat.
Did you take the Warcaster feat? If you go to features and traits at the bottom, it'll features. List all your feats.
No.
Then you can't cast a cantrip because both of those are cantrips. And you can only cast those as a opportunity attack if you have Warcaster.
Oh, okay.
So on a regular attack, you could do that.
Yes, on a regular stabby attack, you could.
Okay, I just didn't know how
yep.
that worked.
Damn
because
it! I got
lists
you.
Both of them.
All right. I should have taken mine too when you attacked.
11
misses.
Perfect.
Okay. That fanatic that's on the verge of death is not gone yet. For its action, it is going to... Oh, actually, this spiritual weapon would go away, and she's just going to recast it. Or this one's just going to recast spiritual weapon for their bonus action. Actually, no. I take that back. Instead, as their action, they are going to reach out and cast Inflict Wounds. against Seamus. You're the only one in melee.
I need to move.
That is, what is their spell casting? That is 15 to hit. Oh, that hits.
Bend luck.
You already used your reaction. You only get one reaction.
You only get one reaction. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So you are going to take.
What, isn't this technically a new round?
No, it hasn't been your turn yet.
You're still on round one.
Oh, I see.
Done a lot in round one.
Yeah.
It's been
a
busy round.
Oh, not much for 3d10. You take 11. Oh, and it's necrotic, so 5.
Oh, thank God.
You are welcome.
Yeah, that is saving your ass.
I had 11 left.
And then, let's see. That is their action. They don't have shit for a bonus action. So they are, you just see them, they reach out and they touch Seamus, and you see this necrotic energy come out of their hand and like pull the life force out of him. And then you see this cultist takes its hood, pulls it back, and it's just this rotting corpse underneath. And they, for the one, shit, I don't know. I had something.
It was going to be cool.
It was so cool.
I had something, and then it just totally left my fucking head.
Insert cool monologue.
Insert
here.
Cool line. And then this cultist just.
Third thing here.
This cultist just takes a knee and exposes their neck and kneels down in front of you.
Oh.
Oh, for the ever-living one. And pulls down its collar to expose its neck.
Is there any markings on it? On their neck?
Oh, this thing's like half-rotted. This person is barely there.
What?
So what do
this?
I see whenever they pull their...
Just rotting flesh. And you can like see through... You can like see through their jaw and see the bone underneath, and like one eye is just an empty hole, and they're looking, you get the idea that they look pretty shitty before this started. And that brings us to Dringor.
Is Fallen not with us?
Oh, Shisa, I forgot to put him on the list. I am not good at this today. Fallen did roll shit, so he's going to be at the bottom. I need a mini for Fallen. Here, he's been really liking this one. I'll say Fallen is just kind of back a little ways. He's not in the best of shape, and he's not a frontliner. So he would have been back a little bit. And let's see. He's going to cast. Well, he's not a big offense guy. He's just gonna cast Guiding Bolt. That seems like his go-to at third level. He doesn't have a whole lot of spells on. Oh. Yeah. Okay. That's more on brand. Yeah. We'll do a third level. Which one is you?
Huck.
Yeah. He can't get that close to you, so he is going to cast Healing Word. I am struggling so hard at DMing it. That is a terrible roll. You get 11 hit
points.
That's
better than what I have.
It's 11 you didn't have.
It's 11 I didn't have.
There for a while. I was Thanks, Fallen, that we almost didn't include in this round.
Yeah.
Yeah. My brain is just not good today.
It's okay, but it's not either.
Okay, Dringor.
All right, I'm going to shoot at the caster guy again.
Okay.
So do I still... if I'm in melee range of the other ones, do I still get disadvantage?
Yes.
Okay. So same thing. I won't move, and I'll just get straight rolls.
Okay.
25 is going to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
For 9 damage. Oh, the one and the two.
That's what my heal looked like.
12.
Does not hit.
That's my mighty.
So you see, like, the
I've
shot.
The shit, this entire
the
one
shot. The shot is dead on, but as soon as it's about to hit, there's just this glowing aura around it, deflects the round off. Tiberius.
And I have no grip points, so I can't All do right.
As an action, I am going to cast. This is my action again.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit Guardians at 4th level.
Okay.
So I need all the creatures within 15 feet of me.
Which is?
3 of them. Through 4.
All of the skeletons and the... Oh, whoops.
Guy.
What am I doing? No, the cultist. Fails. This skeleton passes with a nat 20. 3 passes. 4 fails. 5 fails. So 1, 4, 5, and the cultist all fail.
Okay. So they are going to take 4. It's just so much easier on here.
I do like the digital dice. For any time there's
for
like
speed,
more
it's
than
a little bit quicker.
Dice.
Yeah. And Mr. Finger Counters appreciates that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's and me. We appreciates that for Mr. Finger Counter.
That's me. I'm the Mr. Finger Counter.
We're aware. We weren't going to address it.
Just in case there was any question out there.
So they're going to take... The skeletons are not blood-based, so they're going to take 21.
Okay. Is it half damage if they pass, or is it not?
If they pass... Yeah, we'll just say half for now.
Well, no. Do they take half or none?
Don't take me away.
Doesn't say.
Okay, then they take nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a save or suck.
Okay.
So
but
three of the skeletons and the cultist, all these spiritual guardians. What do your spiritual guardians look like?
So the spiritual guardians, they're not angelic in any mean, but they're kind of a little bit of, they're skulls.
Okay.
Instead, but like a purple flame embellishes them.
Okay. So purple flaming skulls, similar to the ones that you just fought downstairs, but they were green. Start swirling around, and you see these skeletons just three of them just fall into piles of bones on the ground. And then the cultist that was exposing its neck, one of these skulls hits it, and they just, their one eye rolls back, and they collapse on the ground.
So that's the action. As a bonus action, I'm going to move my spiritual weapon closer to the main cultist.
Okay.
Which is FIV, and that's going to take its attack.
Okay.
I did that at 5th level.
You cast your spiritual weapon at 5th level?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. A lot.
It's, so, at a higher level, so you get it at 2nd level.
For future reference, there is no benefit to casting it at 5th versus 4th.
There isn't.
It only gets an additional die every other
Okay.
level. So next time, just cast it at 4th.
Okay. Good to know. So it's 4d8 then? I got an attack roll.
No.
No, 3d8. Sorry.
4th level is 2d8.
Yeah, 2d8. Yep. My bad. But I got to attack first.
No. Boy, that thing just
I know, it's just
and rolls and rolls.
It's gonna hit 22 to hit.
Oh yeah. Roll your 2d8.
And I rolled max damage on
him. Oh my gosh.
19 damage.
Woo. They're not looking great. Yeah, Tiberius is wrecking shit.
And I only have the skeleton next to me, huh?
Yeah.
I'm just going to stay put as my turn.
Okay. You're dead. Seamus.
All right. Spiritual Guardians is so nice.
Yeah. Oh, you cast... Nope, never mind. Yep. So your necrotic resistance is gone.
That falls because Spirit Guardians takes over.
Yeah. Well, I am going to cast Chromatic Orb at first level at the main guy. I have 180 foot.
Yeah, you're definitely within 180 feet.
And just so you know, I choose to fail.
Oh, okay. So you just let the... So does that mean you're casting this at advantage? Because you can... Like I said, if you take advantage, we're going to just simplify the Wild Magic Surge.
Yeah.
If you take advantage on the attack, which this is an attack roll for Chromatic Orb, then it automatically sets it off.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay, roll a D100 for me.
This is the first time it's gone off?
This is the first time it's gone off.
That's going to be 50... Oh, hang on. 56.
I'm going to laugh so hard if this shit just...
Come on, Featherbeard.
Wild Magic, you said 56?
Yeah.
Am I houseplant?
Would you describe your appearance for me? You're basically covered in hair, right?
Yeah.
So you guys watch as he casts this spell and this orb flies out of his hand, and as soon as it leaves his hand, all his hair turns white and falls to the ground.
Bald as a baby.
That's awesome.
It'll grow back within 24 hours.
Perfect. So that would be 16 to hit.
What does a furball look like with no hair?
Have you ever seen a hairless bear? I imagine that's
This would be more like a two-legged hairless cow.
That still would be pretty frightening.
Pretty weird, yeah.
I mean, in the Shadowfell, not too much.
Yeah, that's fair.
What was the damage?
It was 16 for an attack.
Okay, hits.
Perfect. And then...
A wizard with no shield.
Wizard with no hair.
Eight, and this is going to be... 5 damage.
Okay.
7.
7 fire damage. This wizard is looking pretty rough. Pretty rough. In fact, things aren't looking great for them. Let's see. Is this... Okay, it is one action. I need... I need a constitution saving throw from everybody, DC 15.
Constitution.
What'd you say it was? DC what?
15.
Oh, 16,
I fail.
Baby.
Okay.
I missed by one.
I missed by three.
You still take half damage.
You still suck.
You will. You two each take 30 necrotic.
Ooh,
resistant though.
Yeah, resistant.
Oh, Jesus. And then
15?
No, Bo, Seamus, you take 15 whenever you come back from peeing.
We're all the same.
Hey,
we didn't.
Listeners, Bo is peeing.
He's peeing so hard.
And he's talking to us while he's peeing. And then They are going to use their movement to try to book it out of there. So they run 30 feet this way.
Can I use my reaction Warcaster for this? Is it 15,
right? 15. No, because that's only for opportunity attacks.
Oh, okay.
You don't get an opportunity attack. She is going to run into the woods. So I will say she can't take the hide, but she's not a rogue, so she can't hide as a bonus action. So we're just going to say that as she's running through the woods, she has three quarters cover. And right now she would be 50 feet from all of you. Drengor. Or nope, Fallen. Mother monkey.
Another question is, you said she's humanoid.
Yes.
Is she also undead?
No.
Okay.
Not yet. Not yet.
Yeah.
About to be, bitch.
She's ugly.
She's about to be.
But she's alive. Let's see. On his turn.
It's three-quarter covered.
Plus 5 to AC.
It gives you 3-quarter cover.
Thank you.
God, so helpful. Gosh, he's so helpful.
It's because I'm so wise.
Let's see. Who's in real bad shape? Okay. Oh, wait. There's still these two skeletons around, isn't there?
Eh.
Okay. He's going to accept the opportunity attack from the one skeleton. Misses anyway. And he is going to do a third level Cure Wounds. His last third level spell slot. You take 16 damage.
Sorry, what did I miss?
It was
I
reverse
was down
heal.
To 2.
Oh my God. It was actually an inflict.
Yeah, inflict wounds.
Fallen decided he does not like you.
What the fuck,
and he took the opportunity to end you.
It's because I lost all my hair.
So it's Fallen. All right, Drengor.
You're undead now. I'm going to give chase.
Okay. So you're going to take an opportunity attack.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that's cocked. That's a 2. Okay, so you're going to use all your movement?
Yep. And I'm going to shoot at her.
So you're within 20 feet. She does have, like I said, 3-quarter cover. So her AC is...
That's a 27, so.
Yep.
That's a 27.
AC is 20.
Ooh, I'm finally rolling. Okay. Nineteen damage.
Oof. Okay.
She's still standing?
Still standing.
All right, second attack. Oh, that's even better. Eighteen damage.
And you guys at back with the skeletons don't see this, but what you see, Drengor, is as this wizard is like running through the trees, you're clocking it and you're just waiting for this gap between the trees and you're heading her by, you know, you're leading her by a few feet. And then just as you come to this gap between two trees, you light off the second one and it catches her right in the side of the head, and she just flops over. What you two see, well, the three see, is the two skeletons that are standing next to you just crumble into piles of bones.
Got her.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
nice shot.
Well done, my friend.
Good shooting.
Who's saying that? Fallen?
Fallen.
Okay.
No, your DM is saying, well done, my friend.
Thank you.
I'm trying to be very calm. To be Fallen.
I'm going
to
go...
Like I'm doing ASMR.
I'm going to go root through...
D&D ASMR. Yeah.
Root through the wizard's belongings and see if there's any clues as to where we need to go next.
Okay, give me an investigation check.
Can I loot the two?
Yes. Give me an investigation check.
That is... a 5.
You get the feeling that... Like, you find a couple of daggers... Other than that, they don't have anything on them.
Pish posh.
Nah. Yeah. That's a big boy nat 20 on that.
Ooh, big boy nat 20. All right, for that, I'll... Okay.
Give me a breadcrumb.
What you find, what you find on her is... You find an arcane focus that has the face. It has a very handsome, like, elven face etched on the front of it. What languages do you read?
Common, Elven, and Sylvan.
Okay. So you wouldn't recognize the language. You can't read it. But it has inscriptions around the outside. And it does feel magical. You just get kind of an aura off of it with that. With a nat 20 investigation, I'll give you that. You find some fine robes. Like, the robes are actually very nice. And a spellbook.
I'll pick them all up.
Okay.
And then there's three corpses because the skeleton disappeared, right?
Yeah, they just crumbled into piles of bones.
I'll gather them all up and give them a little funeral rite.
Okay.
Bo, how are you looking and how's Fallen looking?
Fallen's okay.
I'm an 18.
And I'll show the arcane focus. And y'all know what this says? I don't speak this language. I don't know how languages work. Like if something's in Spanish, I know it's in Spanish, even though I can't read it. Is there any, like, inkling of what it might be, even though I can't read it?
It looks... It's a pretty uncommon language, okay. So you wouldn't recognize
it. I'll show the rest of the party, Steve.
I can't read it.
What languages does everybody speak?
I speak Giant, Elvish, and Common.
Okay. Celestial, Common, Elvish, Infernal.
Any of you guys recognize what's written on
what
here?
What about Fallen?
Question.
Since he's here, he might as well use it.
Yep.
What languages does he speak? Abyssal, Common, and Infernal.
I feel like Abyssal's probably...
Are we able to discern,
so, Abyssal is demons from the abyss. Infernal is devils from hell.
Looking at the wizard, can we tell, like, what race?
Is human.
Okay. So that doesn't give me clues then. Yeah. Okay. I'll put it all in the pack. And.
Okay.
I'm going to do... Are you nearby?
I mean, we're probably all in the same little area.
I mean, it's a 60-foot... I'm going to do mass healing word for everyone.
Okay.
And that'll be at level... Ah, fuck it. Level 5. Why not?
Burn them spell slots.
Everyone gets 10 healing.
Thank you, sir.
Because God knows what we're going to run and do with... Matt DMing.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, you only killed somebody last game.
Yeah, it's the first time I've ever killed a PC, okay? And it, a
couple years.
And it was for a one-shot. One-shot PC deaths don't count.
There's a tally somewhere.
All right.
Matt actually has a dartboard at his house with all of our pictures on it.
These are actually the like 10th minis I've painted for you guys because I just keep smashing them. Like I use them like voodoo dolls.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. So Fallen is. Thank you, new friend.
Of course.
We should definitely get to the Vistani camp.
Yes.
I don't know that I could continue to town in this condition.
Let's make haste.
I agree with you there, Fallen.
Well, all right, let's get going.
And as you guys start making your way through the forest, as soon as you get a couple miles out of this, away from this place, like back to the main road, all that murky
ick.
Starts to fade, and it turns into regular Shadowfell ick.
That's familiar ick.
Yeah, you know. is plain old Shadowfell Ick.
I have a question, Mr. DM.
I have an answer, probably.
So, you said I could just cast a spell just for funsies?
Yeah.
They're your spells, brother.
I'm going to cast Spirit of Death.
Oh.
It's a concentration for an hour. Just as a little protector for us.
Oh, do you summon a Spirit of Death?
I do. And he floats.
What does this spirit look like?
He looks like a Grim Reaper.
Oh, excellent. All right. Man, there's a lot of flavor going on here.
Yeah.
It's like I told you guys to prepare characters for the Shadowfell.
Yeah.
Weird.
So I'm casting it at level 4.
Okay.
So he is actually going to take level 4.
Yeah. You can come up with an answer next episode.
That's it. He's just going to follow us. I'm not going to make any attacks on him, okay. But it's concentration for an hour.
Okay, very good. And it takes you guys about an hour to get back to the Vistani camp.
Wild magic? Just to see what happens?
Oh, true. Roll a
maybe
d20.
Cool,
yeah, I mean, you're bald right now.
Thank you for the reminder.
You know what? Magic. It's the last one.
Let's roll these dice.
I'll just take the d100.
No, you got it. You got to roll.
I just want to take it. Well, that's a 6.
Nope. It was a 4th level spell. No, so, I'll let you. Go ahead and roll your D100.
Wait, I'm confused. What was I supposed to...
No.
Do I have to roll, like,
you have to roll below the spell level.
Oh, well, you should just make me roll a D6. Because I only have 6 level spells. Just
that's not how that works. Go ahead and roll your D100. Let's see what happens. Since you were willing... Since you were choosing to fail.
That's cocked. 25.
25.
I feel like it's not going to
and be you die.
Or you guys die.
On a 25 or a 26, an eye appears on your forehead for the next minute. During that time, you have advantage on wisdom perception checks that rely on sight. So you guys see him cast this spell above him, and then he's just looking
it's
around
kind
like
of flavorful like, for what he casts.
Like, hey guys, look at this. And you look at him. And there's just this eye that opens up on his forehead. It's like a bug eye, just like staring right at you. And it blinks independently from of his other two eyes.
That's disgusting.
You're bald and you have a third eye.
Ooh, I'm an ugly.
That eye is so bad.
You are so ugly.
Well, on that note, we'll pick this up next week. As we enter the Vistani camp.
Vistani.
Well, thanks everyone for listening to this great episode of Dubstep and Dragons. Make sure to check us out on your favorite podcasting platform. Make sure to drop a like, follow, and subscribe. And make sure to leave a comment, too. Let us know what your thoughts are on everything. And as always, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Toodles.